Hey guys, welcome back to No Filter Podcast. I'm here with Antoine.
Yo, what's up?
And we're just gonna go ahead and jump right into it.
So, first, before we start, I want to say that Reno 911 is on HBO.
She never seen it, and I was just rewatching it, and then like she just like.
It's like. That's like literally a show that I keep laughing on. Like I laugh every like 5 to 10 seconds on that show.
Yeah, and I don't
and
know.
It's like a real laugh.
And I don't know why. You telling me you didn't watch?
I didn't watch Reno 911 when I was younger. I wasn't into it. Like I mean, I never even. No,
yeah, that's how it looked. Cause it looked even when it was out, like it looked bootleg. And
well,
like,
I knew it wasn't real. But,
yeah, but I'm saying, like, even when it was out on TV, it still looked bootleg and old. Like, it looked like a bad episode of Cops. Like,
mm-hmm.
Like even when, so if you didn't really,
I knew it wasn't real because Niecy Nash was on there and I knew her. But I just never watched it. But that's even like The Office. Like, I just started watching The Office, like, maybe 3 or 4 years ago. And, like, I guess everybody been hip to that. And that show's funny as hell.
I wasn't hip to The Office right when they came out.
Yeah.
But I was hip like the last like 3 or 4 seasons. Like,
oh shit.
Cause like that was when Netflix and shit just came out. So I like, you know, you was able
no,
to
Netflix
binge.
Been out.
No, I'm saying like when it was like on TV.
Oh, I was saying, remember you used to be able to.
Yeah, but this right here was like
mail.
No, this is like right when like the streaming shit started, like, and Netflix was actually only on TV and shit. You can do it like that. And I started before Office was over. That's when I was able to catch up to like the new seasons and shit and watch it on TV. Yeah, but Office was one of those.
Yeah, The Office is funny. Parks and Recreation is funny too. They all got like that same, it's like it's a documentary or something.
Yeah, basically it's like a documentary. But it's
Reno 911 is fucking hilarious. If you haven't seen it, you got HBO and you're looking for something to watch. And you like The Office, this shit is fucking hilarious.
Yeah, but this is HBO Max, because we still gotta watch that that Denzel movie came out, All the Little Things came on tonight.
Oh, yeah.
So that's about to be
something
dope.
Else came out, too. Anyway, is there anything you want to talk about?
No, what do you mean anything I was talking about?
I'm just asking you, is there anything you want to talk about? I mean, obviously, I have something I want to talk about.
Well, I have something you want to talk about.
I know, but I'm just saying, is there anything that you want to touch on before I...
I don't have anything, like...
Okay. So, I was in these Facebook streets, and I just noticed through, like, the past... This whole week, I've been seeing people post things about, like, their relationship. So, I screenshot some of those things. I wanted to read them, and I wanted to see what you felt about it.
All right. So, this is what you were talking about. This is why I came in this motherfucker clueless.
Antoine, when do you ever know what I'm going to talk about?
I at least have, like...
But that's why I do, because I want you to have a, like... I want your genuine reaction. I don't want you to have time to think about it. Like, I say that even to...
Well, I want to have time.
People that's guests on the show, like, if we ask them, like, hey, you want to be on a podcast? They're like, what are we talking about? I'm like, you'll see when you get there. Like, it's no... Well, so you can, like, fixate your answers.
I'm not fixating my answers. I just want to have, like, you know, be able to think or...
Well, that's the point. You won't be able to think about it. Yeah, I want a genuine reaction.
Well, I want to sound stupid. That's what I mean.
How? Anyways, Antoine, you never sound stupid. You're actually very smart. And you actually help me with content on this podcast, because a lot of times, especially when I get drunk, I just be rambling. You actually be having stuff to say.
Okay.
But anyways, so my first one, should I read this one first? Or should I wait? Because you saw this one. I'll read this one. I'm not going to say any names, because some of these is from some of my actual Facebook friends. But, anyways, this one is from that ghetto marriage page we always talk about. But I came across it. I confronted my husband about being transparent with social media, and he said he isn't adding me because he don't know if our marriage is going to work.
What?
So, he wants something not associated to me. What the hell am I doing wrong? I had an affair off and on for 9 months, and because I won't just get over it. He had an affair off and on for 9 months. Because I won't just get over it, I am wrong. He is currently on a cot in our shed sleeping. He told me bring my ass in the house, curl up in my blankets, and cry until I can figure out what moving forward mean. Oh, so he's in the shed by choice. So, what you think about that?
I mean, how are you going to cheat and get mad? Like, that's first of all, like, he trying to play the victim.
Yeah.
And I don't understand how you try to play the victim when you cheated. Like, okay, I understand you want her to get over it. But first of all, it depends on how long it's been.
It's a, he had an affair on and off for 9 months.
For nine months?
9 months is a long ass time.
No, you're not
saying that. I mean, how, since then.
How long since then? Like, if the affair was literally, like, you know, 7-8 months old, okay, yeah, that she still got the right to be like that. But if it's like 4 years down the line and your actions show change, then
obviously his actions don't, though.
I get what you mean. What you mean? Obviously his actions don't.
But yeah, if they do show change, okay. Honestly, I feel like if they did show change, she wouldn't even have posted that.
I don't know. She might, though. She might be one of those motherfuckers that just keep bringing shit up. What? Why are you looking at me?
You trying to be funny.
No, I just
get your fucking face wet.
How am I trying to be funny when we talking about this situation?
Anyways, yeah, I agree with what you said that if he cheated an affair on and off for 9 months, to me that's a long time. And if you got caught with that, you should be kissing her ass and proving to her that, you know, this is what's going on. And if she wants you, you said you want something to yourself, a social media, that does not make sense to me. Yeah. Like, people.
What about your own
space?
He
said he wants something that's not associated with her, but you should have got fucking married then.
Yeah, like, if you want that, then what about your own space? Like his.
That's why he in that shed.
Space in the shed. Like, you can.
I'd be like, well, put me on social media because you got this shed now that's not associated with me.
Exactly.
So.
Like, that's weird.
But, yeah, I just thought that was weird. I wanted to hear your thought about that. This one is also relationship related. How would you feel if your husband went behind your back and got a vasectomy and y'all don't have any kids yet? This is also from that Get a Marriage page. I feel like, have we talked about this before?
I don't think so.
It's fucked up. I think that's fucked up. Especially if they ain't got no kids. What do you think about that?
I mean, it depends on where they at. And then it also depends on the reason why the person did it. It could be male or female. It could go either way.
Yeah, yeah. Vasectomy means who's tied.
Yeah, like, it could be. If it's a reason why, then I can understand that shit being worked out. But if you just go ahead and do it just to do it, and without saying nothing, then I wonder how the
what
fuck.
What reason would a man have to get a vasectomy?
You just don't want to have kids. Like, a motherfucker can just not want to have kids.
I understand that. That's not a reason, though. Especially if you marry.
That's what I'm saying. I thought about, like if it was,
I
like
thought you issue, thought it was, like, a medical reason.
Yeah, if it was an actual medical reason or something where, like, you didn't want them to know. But then if it was, like, I don't know. If it was, like, a long way down the line. I don't know. It depends.
I just think that's fucked up, period. Like, I feel like when you, if y'all go into a marriage or even a relationship, a long-term relationship with no kids, I feel like that's something. Well, I don't know. What about if they in, like, a long-term relationship?
That's what I was trying to get into. If it was, like, long-term and y'all
like
was trying.
Like 5 years.
Yeah, if it was, like, long-term and y'all was trying to have kids.
What,
like,
about 3 years? That's kind of long, too.
I don't think that's long.
So, if they was in a 3-year relationship, you think it would be okay for the man to go get a vasectomy and not tell the girl? And right. They've been together for 3 years?
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, I'm just asking.
Yeah, you're right. That makes sense. I mean, I would need more context, because first of all, how wouldn't you know your husband got a vasectomy?
Truth. Because don't they got like some downtime?
Yeah, it's going to be downtime, like for some time, at least a month. And then it's still ain't going to be 100% after the end. Like, it's going to be real, like, sore and shit. Like, simple shit. Like, sitting down a certain way, rolling over, and sleeping on your stomach. Like you're going to know.
Yeah. I mean, it depends on their sex life. Maybe they don't have a lot of sex.
But either way, like, it's normal day-to-day. Like, you're going to realize, like, what's wrong with you.
Yeah. Because he probably took some time off of work and everything. Yeah. I mean, maybe she figured out that day.
So, I mean, you need more context. It's like she was just saying that shit just to say some shit without thinking out her question. I don't know how the fuck you, a nigga walk in the house with a vasectomy and then you don't know.
Me? It could happen. Okay, so this next one. Alright, so he got real vulgar in this one. Bitch is so selfish. And confusing. I said selfish. Bitch is so selfish and confusing. I have questions. Is holding the door for a female entertaining or manners? I'm supposed to be mean to other females because I have one... The grammar. This is all one big run-on ass sentence. Am I supposed to be mean to other females because I have one or what? Can I show concern for another female, and can I comfort another female without you talking like I'm not a real man? What you think about that? Basically, it's saying, like, it sounds like the wife is insecure.
Or something, because I don't know why you get mad at a nigga for holding the door. So.
But, okay. So, there's a couple parts to this. It's a lot to break down here. So...
Yeah, I see.
Holding the door is one thing, but then he slid in there. Am I supposed to be mean to other females because I have one or what? Can I show concern for another female, and can I comfort another female without you talking to me like I'm not a real man? Define comfort.
That's what I'm saying. You need a bigger explanation, right?
And if you have a history of cheating, no, you cannot comfort another female. I don't give a fuck what's wrong with her. She can get somebody else to comfort her. Okay? Holding the door, yes, that's common courtesy. But showing concern. Define showing concern. Like if we at the store and an old lady pass out, okay, you can show concern. Or maybe even if we at the store and we see another couple fighting. And the man slapped the shit out of the girl. And you like, oh shit. You know, you show concern that way. But if it's somebody that's a friend of yours, quote unquote, and you want to show concern, no. I mean, I'm just going to say no.
I mean, I agree with it.
Depending. This is one of those things.
But it just seemed like it was just a rant because he was mad that she was talking shit about holding the door. Or you try to sound more like... Try to put more dirt on it and it wasn't. And you just made yourself look even worse.
It could have been that she was trying to... I mean, he was trying to show concern for another female. And then tried to stick that door shit in there. You know, niggas are sneaky. Just to get somebody on their side, too.
No, I don't know. I don't know about that.
You used to. I'm just fine. I'm just gonna look. This one, he gonna be niggas always bringing that old shit. That's what you always say.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I'm just joking. Anyways, okay. So this one, which is gonna roll into our next conversation, I'm gonna have too. Should married folks hang with single folks socially? What do you think? I don't know, that's just what
I mean, if I got a single friend, why would I not hang around with my friend?
Exactly.
Why do they gotta be married or not?
That's what I was gonna say.
I mean, I know it's like certain, I mean, I don't know, you might have certain people, it's like certain shit you might hang around with people with other, and you know, you might hang around with another couple, but you got your friend.
I was looking in the comments, and a lot of people was like, as long as everybody act accordingly, as long as everybody behaves themselves. I'm like, the fuck?
What type of relationship is you in where that's the first thing you think of?
Like, here's my thing. I'm a hell of a wingman. I'll tell you that. Okay? Back when everything was open, when we used to go out, and my single friends, I'm like, hey. Hey, look at that over there. Hey. It's like, ooh, damn. Hey. And I'm like, hey. So I slide over there. Hey.
So you probably didn't. So you helped them not
get... You single, you squatters, you married.
So you basically you helped them not get any ass.
What? No.
Is that what you said?
I helped them get a lot of ass, okay? What do you mean not get any ass?
How the way you sound, like you...
Okay,
you,
so what's your idea of a wingman? What would you do?
No, just,
now see, now you're trying to play because you used to be saying you the wingman of the decade. I remember that back then. You used to say that all the time.
What are you talking about?
Seriously, what would you do if you were out with your single friend and they like, Grimes, help me out here. How does that go?
I asked to help me.
Okay, not you asking. I'm asking. I'm
no,
saying,
I'm saying. No, no,
okay, no. And you know what I'm trying to say.
I know. I'm answering the question.
Okay.
No, a friend of mine wouldn't ask that. Can you help me out? That doesn't make any sense.
Okay. Well, what would they say?
I don't know.
Okay, you're not answering the question.
It won't be more of an actual conversation. It'd be more of a simple gesture. Like it was like you just don't like.
Oh, so like okay. So, would you entertain the ugly friend?
Probably.
Not the ugly friend, but the friend.
Yeah, like, if it's another friend, there is just like...
So, okay, yeah, I've done that too.
Yeah, like, okay, you're getting in the way. So, like, you know, little conversation, oh, you want something to drink. Or, you know, like, just... Just, like, keep it occupied. Like, but then again, it's like, don't make it seem like you... You know, trying to separate them, y'all can still be cool while they entertaining each other. Just, you know, they.
So,
like, it's not, honestly, it's just a simple gesture. Like, it's just simple, hey, like, what's up?
I got a wee man story that totally backfired. And Jasmine, if you're listening, you probably remember this.
Why would you even say the name?
Well, because it totally backfired. It's not nothing on her, it's like, on the. Listen. So, it's one day, me and her went out, right? Boom. So, it was these two guys, and one of them, she was like, oh, yeah, he's kind of cute or whatever. So, I'm like, okay. So, they came over by us. So, we was, like, hanging out or whatever, but they start saying some weird shit. Like, we was like, oh, okay, you know, yeah. So, the crusty friend was like, yeah, I got a clothing line. So, I was like, oh, okay, really? I'm like, well, what is it? You know, I'm, like, trying to get some information. So I'm like, well, what is it, you know? Why is you looking like that?
No, I'm listening.
The way you look at it, you just look like, oh, God, what's about to happen? So he's like, yeah, I got a clothing line. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm like, you know, I'm trying to get some information. I'm like, I got a podcast, you know. I can, you know, mention your stuff on the podcast, you know, black owned, hey, you know, whatever. So he didn't have any business cards, but he pulled out his phone. So he's like showing me pictures. I'm like, oh, okay. So he looked at me up and I was like, yeah, we need to make some money together. And I was like, and I had on my long, extravagant nails that day. So I like put my hand up and was like, like, look at the ring, honey. No. So he was like, yeah, we need to make some money together. So I put my hand up and he was like, okay. You married? I was like, yeah. And he was like, oh, okay, I mean, you ain't allowed to have friends. That's their favorite line. You ain't allowed to have friends. So while I'm saying this, his friend is over there literally like 2 inches away from Jasmine's face. He was so close. And then, so we both looking at each other like, let's get the fuck out of here. So then the friend that was talking to me, he was like, oh, okay, so you married. He was like, well, what about her? And I'm like, and no, she's not married. And then he was like, yeah, so what's up with you? He like turned around to her. I was like, so what's up with you? And then his friend was like, what? What you mean what's up with her? And I'm talking to her. He was like, nah, what's up with you? I mean, which one would you rather choose? Like, he's like asking her this. Then he gonna say, well, I said, so do you, is that your main source of income, your clothing line? He goes, nah, you know, I work at UPS. So I was like, oh, okay. And then he goes, yeah, you know, I got child support to pay. I got two kids and a baby on the way. Sir. So Jasmine was like, oh, he got a baby on the way. I said, yeah. So it was a arcade, like an adult bar arcade across the street. So we like, fuck it, we about to go over there. But we didn't want them to follow us. So literally, they both looked away and we like ran the fuck up out of there. And we saw them out on the street looking around for us. We had went in the other bar. But that was a terrible wingman situation. Like, I couldn't even wingman, right? Because these niggas was just nigging. Like, all right, sorry. Sorry for that side story. Stupid. But I don't see nothing wrong with single people hanging out with married people. What's wrong with that? If anything, shit, they might have some friends that you can hook them up with.
Right.
And also, you know, them couples that like to swing, you know. If they got other single friends that they can probably, you know, get them into their little situation. Speaking of which, you want to talk about this?
Yeah, how you know more about it than I do?
I don't know very much about it. I know. Okay. So, obviously, T.I. and Tiny. So, I don't really understand how this whole situation came about. Because the way that they made it seem was the girl, Sabrina Peterson, used to be friends with T.I. or used to be friends with Tiny. And somehow out of nowhere, she just put up a comment saying that T.I. held a gun to her head. But from what I saw, it seemed like it happened like years ago. Like it didn't happen recently. So I feel like they was already in some sort of beef, and then she just busted out and was like, oh, and by the way, he held a gun to my head 2 years ago. So with her saying that, I don't know how these sex trafficking allegations start coming up, but they started coming up. And basically it was a bunch of people saying how they went to their home to, you know, have threesomes, but that's not even a secret. The thing is, T.I. and Tiny been doing this for a long time. Like even I knew that. Like, yeah, that's
like a thing that they do.
That they swingers. Like,
yeah.
So, but I guess people is coming forth with stories saying that they be having orgies and forcing people to take pills. And from what I read off the girl's page, she posted like all the people inboxing her anonymously. But then I'm just like, well, how do you know these stories are true? And honestly, if they are true, it's fucked up.
But just the one thing from what you hear, especially in Atlanta, like it's parties and shit like that where motherfuckers do that. And like nobody make it, like it'd be drugs and shit. Yeah. Nobody make you do shit. Like,
Candy on Real Housewives of Atlanta, just last week when I watched their last episode, she said that her and Todd, which that wasn't a secret either. She said her and Todd do, you know, they have threesomes and have people in their bed, but she's a businesswoman. She make them sign the NDA, which if any of this was going on and the way people describing it, completely, like reading those stories, like, some people were saying that, you know, they would come in and they would pick up strippers. Most of the stories are from strippers.
But this is the one thing though. In a strip, if it happened to a couple of strippers around there, and it was them, and like shit like that was happening, it wouldn't keep happening. Because that's a close-knit, like, group of motherfuckers.
What you
like,
mean? Why wouldn't
the stripper situation? I'm saying if they were actually drugging motherfuckers and forcing them to do stuff.
Oh, so somebody would be like, oh, don't go with them because...
Yeah, but after it happened to a couple of people, it would be well-known. Especially in that area. Like, especially motherfuckers coming in and out of the city and Georgia and all that, and how big strip clubs is in the South, like, motherfuckers would know and it would have been out.
But then again, people were saying that they was afraid to say anything because of who they were.
So, yeah, people say, you can't say that now in 2020.
Yeah.
Because motherfuckers do shit like that just to get known, even if it's not true.
But I just don't understand from where this came out at. Like, she said T.I. held a gun to her. Let me be honest. Let me just be completely honest. From what I've seen of T.I., from the outside looking in, from all the reality shows he's been on, I can tell he's a narcissist.
He's not. He kind of like a control freak. Like.
Or controlling or whatever. I can tell he's controlling just from the simple thing with that shit that happened with his daughter. Just from his... The way he acted, like when T.I. and not T.I. Tiny and Toya had their show, just the way he was acting on there, and then it, like, he didn't want to do a show with just her. It had to be T.I. and like he had to be involved for him to show up on a show. Because when it was just Toya and her, he never was on that show. Like, he never showed his face at all, and but. I mean, just from what I've seen. And then, like, just sort of some of the things he say. And, you know, I haven't been feeling him for a while. Like, even the thought prevention hours, which we just talked about not too long ago. The thing with his daughter. What he did with that one rapper. The one that died. Like, just certain things. Like, he just... But I'm going to be completely honest. When I read it, it wasn't hard for me to believe. But the way
it emerged, like,
this, I didn't understand where the sex allegations came from. This story with him, with her saying that he held a gun to her head. Like, if somebody said, you know, oh, he held a gun to my head because this is 9/3, and somebody was like, oh yeah, you know, when I was in a club in Atlanta, he got mad at me and slapped me, or like, you know, something like that. Where did that stem from? Was that just something? And, you know, he made a video talking about it, and he basically said in the video that those was blogs sending messages to her.
Yeah, she like went with it. And then the one thing that I mean, honestly, he responded quick.
Yeah.
Usually with shit like that, motherfuckers don't respond. They let, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If it's allegations, shit like that. But the first thing he did was he like responded kind of quick. Well, within 24 hours. Like, it didn't take more than a day for that motherfucker to come up. And then the one thing that, like, he was talking, the first thing he admitted was, like, you know, I don't like to bring shit in my bed, but like, whatever, go home.
But people knew that, though. I feel like, why wouldn't he? People know what they do.
But I'm saying, I like that he said, like, whatever happened has been happening between consent, like, adults.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, it's between those adults happened too. And it's consensual. I ain't never forced nobody to do nothing. So that's the thing. Like, he admitted, like, yeah, he do shit in his house with his wife. But whoever did it was willing to do what was going on.
Here's my thing.
And then he condoned, like, the trafficking, and then he said, I would never do no shit with no kids. Like, what the fuck?
Like, yeah, because there was some allegations that some of the people was underage.
And
was going on underage.
I don't believe that.
I mean, I don't know.
Honestly, I really don't believe too much of none of it.
I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence about it. One, because what you said. You said that he admitted to doing, well, the first thing he did was admit, okay, he admitted something that we already know. That's not nothing. That ain't new.
Everybody don't know that.
But a lot of people do know that. That's, and even if he did admit it, that's not nothing foreign for couples to do nowadays. So it's not like he's admitting something that, you know, was like, oh, they have people in their bed. I mean, that's a thing.
Just commonly, though, if some shit like this happened, the first thing you do is deny every fucking thing. You just completely deny. No, we don't have nobody. And no, we never. Like, you can deny. He didn't deny. And he spoke on what, like, happened, like, what was going on. Like, he actually spoke on it. He didn't deny, say nothing happened, and delay. So that's one thing that just make it seem like.
Oh, yeah. Because you know what? Comparing this to that fucking, Rasby, you know, he been back in the news talking about Chris Stokes. And they are making it clear as fucking day that they guilty. Well, him. So, Razzby been saying this for years. So, which I've always believed him to begin with. But he was on... He did an interview with Hollywood Unlocked. Like, an in-depth interview with Hollywood Unlocked. And it was supposed to come out sometime last week. And Chris Stokes sent a cease and desist. So that the interview couldn't come out. Then, Razzby was saying that he wants him to take a lie detector test. Like, take a lie detector test and prove it to the world or whatever. Like, nothing. He sent, I think Omarion's brother jumped in somehow and, like, sent, he was texting him. Oh, no. Omarion's brother posted a picture of his daughter.
Which one?
Orion, the one who got a baby with Janae Aiko.
The younger one?
Yeah. Omarion's brother got a baby. That's Janae Aiko's baby dad. He posted a picture of his daughter, and Chris Stokes got on the comments and was like, much love and da-da-da-da. So I guess he was like, take the fucking lie detector test. He told him to take the fucking lie detector test. So somehow that made an inbox between them. And he basically inboxed him some little... You could tell it was like a press release statement. Like, it was like, I did not do that. His uncle such and such and such and such. And then Omarion's brother was like, well, if that's the truth, then just take the lie detector test if you ain't got nothing to hide. And he sent the same exact message over again to him. Like, it was like the same message. She basically sent the same message twice, where he was like, I didn't do that. That was his uncle such and such and such. But I think Chris Stokes is Razzby's uncle or something.
Something like that.
So, I don't know, but I feel that's like...
That's the thing. Like, he's been sticking to the exact same
he
story.
He has. Like, it's no never changed.
Never changed.
And then even Omarion did an interview with VLAD TV. Or Vlad or whatever. shut up. He did an interview with them, and they asked him about it, and he was just like, he started like stumbling over his words and shit. But then he was just like, I mean, I honestly think he's telling the truth. I think something happened. I don't know with who, but I think something traumatic did happen to him. Not even you.
I was so drunk having him. Even when they had their little tour, like, they would say like he would show up drunk, or he would like show up drunk and like halfway perform and shit and then leave and pass out and shit.
Let me tell you what. I went to that concert, and you know, I was so excited because I got to see B2K. Oh, that was my first time. Because I saw them at the Scream Tour when they was like kind of unknown. But anyways, that was my first time seeing a headline in B2K Tour. And I will just say they were the worst ones. Out of the whole tour, like, you could tell. Like, their chemistry. You could tell on the set. It was just... It was like fucking... which is a weird word to use about a concert. It was staged. Like, it was literally like... You could tell. And I was just like sitting there like... This is terrible. I mean, it wasn't terrible. I mean, it was nice to hear the songs and everything. But I was sitting down when they were performing.
Wow.
But, you know, I was just, you know, looking up at the screen. It was nice, but, you know, everybody else before them was just, you could, you know, the group, even Pretty Ricky was just like, oh, you know, I know they had their issues, but them, you could tell.
It was the time for, well, Tim was, if it's time to get some money, they're going to come back together to get some money.
Yeah, they're going to come back together no matter how bad it is.
Except one dude that just got in trouble for, you know, the COVID fraud.
Mm-hmm. Baby Blue.
And that was the corniest one. Yeah. I realized how corny he was watching him. When he was watching him, Love
Hip Hop.
Was it Miami or whatever? He was corny as fuck.
He is like an asshole. But thinks he the shit, and then now it's just like, oh, he's like, he's real corny. Yeah. But anyways, I'm looking forward to seeing what happens to Chris Stokes. Hopefully something happens to him.
Honestly, I don't think it will, because it's just, what's the name, already doesn't look credible with all the shit he did over the years.
And then
and Chris Stokes is so polished, money, that's how the way justice system works.
I don't
you
know.
Got money.
But you see, he even said, even in Razzie's last video, he said something about Marcus Houston too. He's like, that guy's a creep. And I'm like, I mean, I kind of liked him back in the day, but
I mean, if you look at current situations, which
hell, yeah.
I mean, look,
I was like, what the entire fuck? And then the girl is Chris Stokes' daughter's best friend.
Where?
So it's just like, what the fuck? And then, I don't know, I don't really want to get into that, because that's just sick in its own. But, I mean, everybody knows. My thing is, 40, 19.
I thought she was like 21 or 22.
19. They started dating when she was 18, quote unquote, allegedly. But my thing is like, okay, so... Okay, you 39, 38, 37. Y'all started dating when you was
38.
Where
you at?
Sorry. Y'all started dating when y'all was 38.
You didn't even treat them.
Y'all got married a year later?
That could happen.
Fuck out of here. Then this motherfucker, every time he make a post with them, he Jehovah and thank shut the fuck.
Why are you so upset? You act like it happened to
me. Sick to me.
Like, hey, I mean, he got an answer to that.
That's true. Yeah, I don't know. He was on Love & Hip Hop for a minute, too. I wonder what happened. His ass ain't gonna show his face on there.
Especially not now.
But the girl is, Chris Stokes. I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to... No. My thing is, what was her parents thinking?
If you
have a 19-year-old, maybe because he got money. I don't know. You know things are different when people got money.
Yeah, people act completely different when you got some money.
Because that's the same thing that happened with Tyga and Kylie. Even though he wasn't that old. I think he was like 26. But still was like...
Oh, she was like 17 and he was like...
26.
I thought it was like 25. 24, 25. I don't know, but...
Yeah, either way, it's like... But you, it is different. Like, I think we talked about it and he was like, you know, when people have money or people in they like tax bracket, it's like a whole different life or a whole different world. Like, yeah. Nothing matters.
Basically.
Because she used to be in clubs and shit. Like, once she got that plastic surgery and stuff, she used to be in clubs and stuff all the time.
Yeah.
Before she was of age. Pretty sure she was drinking. But anyways, hopefully, you know, all these stories of these sickos, or maybe not sickos, come out. But I definitely think T.I. and Tiny was with some funny shit.
I don't think that was some funny shit. I think they was doing some freak, nasty shit.
I don't think
somebody wasn't happy.
Yeah, I don't think the... I don't understand how... My thing is, if you come into a room and... Because, okay, one of the stories said, yeah, as soon as they opened the door, they took our phones and... They gave us Molly and soda, but we spit the Molly into the soda, like we swallowed it, and then that's why I was like.
So you didn't get drugged, basically, is what you're saying.
And then they was saying like how it was a bunch of girls. Then they tried to say Nelly was in one of them, and then one.
That's
of
what
his,
I'm saying. It seemed like it was parties with shit going on, and it's a bunch of people. It's always a bunch of people.
But then they said one of them, one of the stories said that Tiny came around with a tray, a line, so everybody could do a line. And she was like, no, thank you. I don't want to do a line. And she was like, oh, this bitch thinks she better than everybody else. I don't know.
But yeah, it sounds like a movie.
Right. And I was like, I would have just left.
And then if they doing coke, why is Tiny coming around with a tray of coke?
Then it was another one that said that the girl, she said she wanted to be an assistant in the industry. So they was like, okay, we'll hire you as an intern. So she said, as an intern, they asked her to go find some drugs. Go find some Molly and cocaine. So she drove around the city to find Molly and cocaine.
First of all.
She drove around the city to find Molly and cocaine. Found some. A ton of it. Paid for it. And then met them somewhere. And they took the cocaine and drove off. They took the drugs and drove off. Never compensated her for buying the drugs and her time for driving around. I'm like, so
you drove around. First of all, we live in around Akron, the Akron area, bro. Y'all, they live in Atlanta and the surrounding areas. Do you know how long it take to get from like one side of the north side to the north side?
That's not my thing. My thing is,
like, what was she doing? Like, do you know how long it takes?
It's not even that. If I'm your intern and I'm working for you, I'm not about to go get no drugs. That's shit you need to do on your own personal time. I'm here to get coffee.
You're not even getting, like, half the time you're not even getting paid. Anyway, so I'm not about to risk my life.
Well, she didn't actually use the word intern, but she said she wanted to be an assistant in the industry. But so you're doing work for them, whether you was getting paid or not. If I'm working and employed by you, why the fuck am I going around to buy drugs? That's not nothing to do with nothing employed. That's not nothing to do with your career. That's some shit you. And then, like, another thing is, if you, somebody mentioned in the comments, like, okay, well, if I'm pretty sure T.I. and, no, I was watching something on YouTube. This girl covered this story on YouTube. She basically said that they was like, okay, or was it Shekinah? Somebody said that if they was going to get drugs, they have somebody to get them for them. I mean, not even have somebody to get them for them. They do that. They know who to get it from, and that person knows what they want.
Yeah, now that you think about it.
Like,
that's T.I. If he wanted some drugs, he
hello. That's what I was thinking too. So some, that's what I was thinking, maybe some of these stories could be true, but I feel like some of them might be falsified. So maybe she can like add a little bit to, cause some of them I wouldn't put past them. Like, it was
You know, going to the party, you give me your phones up. Okay, drugs been around, other celebrities been around.
Right, but here's my thing. And I don't want to speak on it because if these women are telling the truth, I don't want to downplay their story. But if you in an uncomfortable situation to where, like, if somebody bought me a tray and line of coke and I was like, no, thank you. And she like, oh, this bitch think I'm, give me my phone. I'm leaving. I don't want to do this. Like, I don't give a fuck who you is. This bitch thinks she better than somebody. I already see what this is. So, I mean, that's just me. I would have left. But then again, a lot of those girls were saying that they was young, they needed the money because they was paying everybody. So I'm like, okay, I could also see that too. But then again, like the thing I read, the one girl said she worked for them. She worked for them and she went, they called and was like, oh, come over. And she said she's done it before. She's been with them before, so it was no problem. So they gave her a Molly. I don't remember. She said she took the Molly or they forced the Molly. Oh, that's what it was. It was like, here, you look like you had a stressful day. The guy, it was another guy that works for him. He said, oh, you look like you look tired. And she was like, no, I don't want a Molly. And Tiny was like, don't you be in a party pooper, you know. It was like one of those things, like peer pressure. So she ended up doing it. And I guess she said she blacked out after that. She woke up. She was laying on the couch, no panties, one sock on, and her bra. So she said her vagina hurt it, and she ended up just getting her shit and leaving because nobody was around. So she said she called him. She had been calling him, and they wasn't answering. So they finally called her back, but they wouldn't discuss nothing over the phone, nothing over text. They was like, well, just come by the house or come by wherever. So she met him face to face, and they talked about like, oh, come to find out the friend fucked her and not them. And that she said that they was like, yeah, we just told him to, basically they said, we just told him to have his way with you or something. I'm like, but I guess after that she didn't talk to them anymore.
But that don't even make sense.
Where they said, have fun with you. Oh, we told them to have fun with you. But then, like, a lot of people were saying, like, oh, Tiny would get very upset if he was enjoying one girl too much. She's the ringleader. Like, they were trying to make it like she was the one that she was the. And she, I guess one time, somebody put in there that they was fucking him, and he was enjoying it too much. So Tiny slapped her. Tiny hit her. So she hit her back, and then T.I. hit her. Like, they both started jumping her because she was defending herself. So it's like a lot. Like, it literally took me probably about 45 minutes to read these stories. And I guess she added some more on there, but I guess some people that came forward was like known influencers.
Hey, why did Alexa just turn off for no reason?
The fuck?
That's crazy.
Alexa fucking. But anyways, like I said, I'm not trying to take away from any of these women's stories. I really hope that it's not true, but honestly, if it is true, if any, even half of it's true, I wouldn't be surprised. So I'm kind of on the fence. Like, I kind of, some of the stories were like, okay.
Are too outlandish.
But some of them.
Like, it possibly could happen that way.
Yeah, and then, but I want to know where the stories are coming from. Mm-hmm. Like, because, like I said, I didn't understand how it went from one thing to another, but I mean, you never know, because there's a lot of things that go on in the industry that people don't know about. Like, all people always come forward with stories and shit that happened. Like, even the whole Harvey Weinstein thing, like, people with money that's in power, is like so much shit that they probably do, and it's because.
But with his situation, a lot of times with them, it's like, you can see where some of the people that he did shit with, like, fell off quick, because it was like, it wasn't, like, the shit that they was doing wasn't worth it.
Yeah.
Like, but then there's some that's, you know, little-known actresses and shit, but it's like, you can just see, like, oh, shit, like, this must be the time when you was fucking around, this was the time when you wasn't.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, we'll talk more about it as it develops, because I'm pretty sure something gonna come out. Rather it be they did it or they didn't. Of course, people was coming to their defense. Shekinah came for their defense, which didn't really defend them, because what she was saying kind of was like, oh, okay, so they was recruiting girls. I don't know, but who knows. No filter, the podcast at gmail.com. That's no filter, THEE podcast at gmail.com. Send us a message. Let us know what you think about this topic. Anything we said. Let us know what you think. Do y'all think that this T.I. and Tiny shit is real? What y'all think? Do y'all believe Raspy? Because I do. And what do y'all think about any of these questions that we read off? Not questions, comments that people posted on Facebook about their relationships, let us know. If you have the Anchor app, you can also call in and leave a message on the Anchor app and we can play it on the show. You got anything else to add?
No. We ain't never talk about none of the presidential shit, the inauguration or nothing.
We'll do that next week.
Maybe by then, this will be old news.
Yeah. Oh, well. It's trash week. This is trash week. That's what we're talking about, trash. Since we can put the name of the podcast, Trash Week. We talked a lot about that last week.
But that wasn't even an inauguration. That was just
Before the inauguration.
That was when the white people tried to take over the government.
Oh yeah, shout out to Madam President Kamala.
Oh, that's what I wanted to speak on too. Everybody phony as fuck.
What you mean?
Like all the women and shit, all y'all phony as fuck.
Me?
A lot of them is.
Funny about what?
They dragged the shit out of Kamala when she
was running. I never dragged Kamala.
Motherfucker was dragging the fuck out of her. She not even black.
I never said that.
I'm not saying you.
I know. I know what you mean. A lot of motherfuckers said they was talking about her because her husband was white and her kids look white. I didn't give a fuck about that. She was black to me.
They were saying she not even black because her mom is Indian, her dad is Jamaican. She not even black. She don't even connect with African American people. She don't connect with the culture. Like they was dragging the fuck out of her.
She's a person of color.
And then motherfuckers was dragging the shit out of her, saying how she didn't fuck with black people, how the way her track record was in California. Being the district attorney and so forth and so on. And like, I remember I would go back and forth with motherfuckers. Like, yeah, she was. She did do fucked up shit. But later on, like, she realized what she was doing was fucking up people's lives. And she did shit to try to fix it and help motherfuckers. That don't matter.
Unlike some people.
Yeah.
Y'all can't say that about Trump's ass.
Yeah, and motherfuckers told me, like, that don't matter.
Did he pardon Kodak Black? Is that who it was?
Yeah. And Lil Wayne. But that's different. There's motherfuckers in jail, but I'm just saying, motherfuckers was just trashing her. But everybody else, they had on those pearls and shit when she got, sworn in and all that, though. Well, like, everybody on her ass. I've seen motherfuckers out that had conversations or spoke on shit with, even on social media, on her ass.
Here's my thing. I'm gonna say this.
How much of an inspiration she is.
When I voted, I'm going to tell you what. I did not give a fuck about Joe Biden. I don't care. Because let me tell you what. He's no... Okay, I don't want to say he's no better than Trump is. But he is a better option for the country than Trump is. But he's... To me, he's not going to be that person that's going to, worry about gun laws and... things that really actually
matter.
He's more, he's still conservative to me. He's still conservative. Also, I'm just here for Kamala. A black lady being president. That's what I'm here for. I did not want Trump to be in office. Joe Biden has a black lady as black and lady as an option. For president.
Don't even call her black lady. Just say a woman of color.
Listen, I don't give a fuck if she was white, because let me tell you what. I was happy as hell. If Hillary was running, I was like, hey, it's a woman. He got some sense on his side. I feel like women are more capable of positions this. Positions like president. He needs that.
Well, how can I ever been a woman that's one day?
Huh?
How many ever been one?
It's one now.
Technically not. She's vice president.
So what? She's there. She's right there.
I'm just saying,
not trying to talk shit. I'm just saying, I feel like a woman's perspective is always needed.
And I believe especially
when, in positions of power like that.
I believe it always was. They just didn't maybe let it be known.
Yeah. Cause let me tell you what, Miss Obama. Okay, Miss Obama came through. Okay, Miss Obama came through in that Merlot. Okay,
why
slid through the inauguration and slept. Wig, well, I don't know if that was a wig. Hair slayed, stole the show, okay? Miss Obama came through, okay? Because I want to talk about her. And even Joe Biden's wife, sis came through in that blue, okay? With the flip, okay? Listen.
I don't understand why you're talking so long.
They was killing it up in that inauguration. They was ready. Right. I wish they would have played that song that they're doing that challenge now. Girl, let me see it. Woke. They should have played that when Kamala was getting sworn in. I'm just joking. Anyways, yeah. So let us know what y'all think about these topics. We'll talk a little more about this next week.
Yeah, be phony. Everybody gonna be on Kamala's ass the next 4 years after the last year and a half. Nobody give a fuck about her.
And
dog the shit out of her.
Honestly, I had no idea who she was until probably last year. I'm gonna be honest, but
I know she was running before the Democrats picked a running mate. Like when she was running, trying to be, you know, the
Democrats. That don't matter. That don't matter.
Shit out of her.
That don't matter.
They was dragging.
Back then they didn't love me. Now I'm hot. They all on me. Okay. That's the motto.
No, that just made me realize how phony motherfuckers is. Like that, I mean, you knew niggas was phony, but that shit was ridiculous. Everybody took a complete 360 that was dogging the shit out of her.
281-330-8004. Kamala Harris about to blow. She's in the fucking White House. It doesn't matter now, okay?
I just don't like
how... That's how it is. That's how it be. You don't like them, they don't care about them. But when they hot, you know? But anyways, yeah. So let us know. Oh, Blissful Glow nail polish.
Yeah,
check us out. Use code NOFILTER1 for 10% off your purchase. I think we're running a special this week. This weekend. We are running a special this weekend. Everything is a $5 holla, okay? Everything is $5 when you buy two or more, $5. Using code Bliss21. Yes, I did. I remembered it. So yeah, go check us out. You know, we got them colors and shit. We are working on jail. I know a lot of people keep asking about jail. Yeah, the code is Bliss21, BLISS.
People asking about it. I need to be buying that shit. Talking shit.
Yeah, please be quiet. All right. So yeah, you want to say anything else before we get up out of here?
No, just.
But yeah, hit us up, guys. Let us know what you think about this episode. Put in your commentary. We want to know.
Hey, you gonna clean that wine off the table? I'll be looking at that the whole
time. Yeah, I know, me too. I will. All right. Well, I guess we will see you guys next time.
I guess I gotta turn.
Excuse me. Okay, so we reached the end of the show. Please, all feedback is welcome. And if you want to know how you can give us feedback, you can go to nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com. And that's nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com. You can also visit the Instagram page at nofilterpod on Instagram. Also, you can listen on Anchor. Once this podcast is over, you can hear how to get Anchor. You can also make your own podcast, too, if you want to. This is Brittany, and this is the No Filter Podcast. As always, thanks so much for listening, and we will see you next time. Bye.